The First Amendment to the United States Constitution is one American Christian's favorite things to quote, especially in our current socio-political climate. In fact, many Christians seem to know the so-called Bill of Rights better than they know the Ten Commandments, the law of God. In this segment of Against the World, I'm not going to discuss original intent of the Constitution and what many Christians perceive this amendment to mean, due to the fact that the discussion itself may be, in my opinion, superfluous and possibly a violation of the First and Second Commandment. But what I want to encourage you to think well upon is the American doctrine of religious pluralism in light of the First and Second Commandment as it was given to us by God on Mount Sinai. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This episode is brought to you by Sleep Essentials. Before you purchase a new mattress, visit our good friend Lee Carter and watch his free videos at www.mattresseducation.net. And by Read Through the Word Bible Curriculum. For more information, please visit them at www.readthroughtheword.com.
All right, beloved, ask yourself, is the God of the Bible pleased with the First Amendment of the Constitution? Let me quote it for you. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Did not the true and living God write in stone with his own finger, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image." I really do not care how you spin it. The so-called founding fathers of this country allowed for the open worship of false gods. But the God of the Bible was clear in both the Old and New Testaments that he did not and would not tolerate the promulgation of such idolatry and paganism, either by individuals or the masses. Those who follow after false gods will be judged, and that judgment, he said, would last forever. If you are a Christian and the First and Second Commandments are not clear enough for you, consider the divinely inspired words of the prophet Isaiah, found in chapter 60, verse 12. Quote, "For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted." Notice that this is not directed only towards national Israel, but all the nations without exception. John Gill, the great Baptist preacher, observed the same thing when he noted in his commentary, and I quote, "The country that will not serve the Lord Christ and worship him with his church and people, that will not be obedient to the laws and ordinances of his house, but appoint another head over them." You might want to read in here, U.S. Constitution. "And make other laws, set up other ordinances, rejecting the authority of Christ, the rule of his word, and the order of his churches. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Even all the anti-Christian states, the vials of God's wrath will be poured out upon them." Unquote. Christian, allow me to say this again, and I have to keep saying it over and over, so I beg you to hear me on this. Patriotism is not Christianity. God is not an American. He does not get all choked up when he hears the national anthem, and tears do not stream from his eyes when a performer belts out "God Bless America." For you see, all these things are meaningless, a rotten stench before his throne, when they are made to false gods and not the true God, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In the last campaign during the conventions, Democrats, you may recall, wanted to take out any and all references to God. Some thought this was a travesty. I simply thought the Democrats were being more honest and forthright. They do not intend to hide the fact that they are Antichrist. Republicans, on the other hand, are wolves in sheep's clothing. They use the word God, but as the late Dr. Francis Schaeffer noted, it is a word without content, devoid of its biblical meaning. In short, Republicans are taking the name of the Lord God in vain, and God already warned us that he will not hold the one guiltless who takes his name in vain. Beloved, again, I encourage you, I beg you to think well upon it. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos, all in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library, and much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the Resource Detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan hard drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan hard drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan hard drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan hard drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.